It is great to be back with you this morning. Last night, I've told a couple people this. It is always a privilege to teach eager students. And you are people like that. So I am grateful for this opportunity. Okay, are you at the page Handling Our Emotions? This is a seminar, a session that my wife and I normally share together. Us guys, we often think emotions, hey, that's not our hot button. Women understand that better. And so in some ways, I wish she was here to kind of fill in some of these details. But guys, if we're honest, emotions are a big part of how we relate to the world as well. And I hope that we will all benefit here. So let's pause to pray. Lord, we have even this morning faced our emotions in various ways. Thank you for creating us as people who have emotions. What a dull, drab existence this would be without them. But we also recognize that they can very quickly try to take control, and that can as quickly get us in big trouble. But thank you again in your word that you have helped us to see truth that can help us with this. And I ask, Lord, that you might graciously use these things this morning to encourage us all to see our emotions as you see them and to allow you to do in us through them what you desire. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Just the simple outline here, we're going to look at two main questions. Where do our emotions come from? And secondly, how can you control and change negative or wrong emotions? So those are the two questions. There'll be one main answer to the first question, and then we'll have three answers to the second question, is kind of how it's laid out. I have some introductory thoughts that aren't on your notes, so you can feel free to listen, and then we'll get to the note part. God rescues us from being controlled by difficult, negative, and sinful emotions. There was a long time in my life where I just thought emotions were, what should we say, amoral. They were just what they were. And they only became sinful depending on how you respond to them. But I think you'll see as we go on here that there can even be sinful emotions. But God rescues us from these things. Examples of difficult, painful emotions, things like hurt feelings, loneliness, unhappiness, fear, anger, uncertainty, bitterness, jealousy, frustration, anxiety, depression, feelings of abandonment, lack of being loved. Anybody experience any of those in your life? These are some commonly heard statements demonstrating negative emotions. This relationship makes me so unhappy. He makes me so mad. My kids drive me nuts. I'm so angry with her. She frustrates me to death. I don't feel anything for him anymore. He never has a kind thing to say to me. I was so embarrassed. Because of God's deep love for us, He allows us to experience some really hard emotions. But His desire for us is to have turbulent emotion drive us to Him for help. But often He is the last person we come to when we have utterly reached the end of our emotional rope. And this is an illustration or metaphor that we often hear in biblical counseling. You have an indicator on the dashboard of your car that indicates if the engine is hot. It turns red, right? Do you ignore it? Never. Do you add another light indicator to make the red glow even brighter? Never. Think about negative emotions as an indicator that something is not working right under the hood of your life. Don't ignore negative emotions by stuffing them. Don't feed negative or ungodly feelings by letting them dictate or control your responses in life. If we feed or stuff sinful or negative emotions, they will wreak havoc in our lives and dishonor Christ. Because Christ loves us, He provides what we need to control and change difficult emotions and feelings, and in the process bring us more fully into the wonder of His love for us. We are accountable to God to emote or feel in ways that glorify Him. Amen. Question number one, where do our emotions come from? Now, this next text, if you don't automatically aren't starting to think of something specific, you've been sleeping. Because this is a text probably that you will see repeatedly in biblical counseling training, Luke 6:43 to 45. Let's turn there briefly. I would say in most situations, if you don't take a counselee to this in the first or second session, you're probably missing a great opportunity. Not that this is the only text, but that this is a key one that helps us see where the roots of things come from. There is no good tree which produces bad fruit, nor on the other hand a bad tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. Men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. Those of you here from Toledo, if I would say you're driving out south of Holland on Garden Road and you see red things hanging from trees, you don't have to wonder what kind of tree it is, do you? There at McQueen's Orchard, they have lots of apples. And if you saw anything different, you'd be very surprised. If you're in Orlando, Florida, certain times of the year, and you see orange things hanging from a tree, you don't have to wonder what kind of tree it is, do you? The fruit reveals that. Now, the principle he brings closer right home to people in verse 45, the good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil, for his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. The key principle of we live out of our heart, our emotions, our thoughts, our attitudes, our desires, as again Brent really emphasized last evening from Psalm 73. So let's look at some of these key principles here that come out of this text. The heart is our control center. It is the seat of our emotions, thoughts, attitudes, and desires. We think, feel, and do in accordance with the desires that rule our heart. People and situations do not mandate or have control over what we feel or do. Everything we feel and do is a result of what our heart desires. That's pretty convicting if we're honest, isn't it? Whatever rules my heart's desires will exercise inescapable influence over my life and behavior. And it's not enough to change behavior. The heart must change, and only Jesus can change the heart. How quickly we go to quick fixes, even as we think of parenting. You know, we can get our kids to do pretty much anything we want if we either threaten them greatly enough or we promise a reward that's great enough. But their heart will not change, will it? And so we often opt for the quick solution and then have to battle that for years because we've not gone to the heart. Again, our question was, where do our emotions come from? I don't have a bottle of water here, but you've seen the illustration that I first saw David Paulson and Paul Tripp do You got a bottle of water.